Bruce Pratt here with Ben Barr for a weekly visit to talk about Maine men's hockey. We are looking forward to the Providence Friars coming to town this weekend for a pair. Always very well coached and usually pretty big and pretty strong. Is that a pretty accurate way of looking at them this year?
Yeah. Yep. They got a lot of talent. They play very hard and heavy. And, you know, it's going to be a smash-mouth kind of series, I think.
Now, you've got some decisions to make about goaltending. Obviously, last weekend, a lot of goals came in. Friday, you get down by four, and you can't really get back in it. But then Saturday, you're down by four, and 15 minutes into the game, and it's 4-3 at the end of the first period. And it seemed like the momentum was swinging. You eventually did get it tied at five. What happened in that third period, the end of the second period?
You know, like the whole weekend, to be honest, and it was good to see us respond after, you know, going down, obviously, on Saturday there. You know, we just didn't, we couldn't match their talent level, and we gave them too much respect, you know, and that part of that's on me, you know, like our messaging has to be right on and make sure our guys aren't playing on their heels, because I thought we were just playing on our heels the whole weekend, and, you know, so you play on your heels against a team with a lot of skill and speed, it's ugly, and that's what it was.
And we often think that if somebody gets a lot of goals scored on them, it's either the goaltender or the defense, but really it's the whole team.
Yeah,
and it seemed to me that BU had way too many odd man rushes, that they were, or even if they weren't odd man rushes, they were in the controlling the puck a lot on the offensive end. Is that, you think, part of what you just said, giving them too much respect, or is it a sense that, boy, I don't want to be the guy that makes that mistake?
I think it's, they're obviously, they are a very talented team.
Yeah.
You know, so for us, like, we didn't do a good job of ending plays when we needed to end plays. You know, and part of that is making sure that me and our staff are very, we have a very detailed game plan, and I don't think we did a good enough job. Obviously, the goaltending is not, you know, did they play, did Victor and, you know, Andrew play their best games? Probably not, but like that, to me, that wasn't, you know, they saw way too many grade A chances and way too many odd man rushes, and, you know, their power play was moving the puck around, so we didn't help them at all, so I don't look to those guys as the main problem by any means.
Yeah, when I was watching the end of both games on television, their power play looks like an NHL power play. I mean, the guy knows where he's going with the puck before he gets it. And that, I mean, obviously that's, you know, it's got to do with coaching. I get that. But it's also got to do, I think, with, like you say, with that confidence level. That you just, you know where you're going to go with it, as opposed to trying to find a lane or whatever. But in general, how did you feel about your special teams?
Our special teams were the same as our 5-on-5. You know, we scored a couple power play goals on Saturday, which is good to see, because that's been a struggle for us at times. Penalty kill, just like 5-on-5. You know, like we have to be an aggressive team, and we weren't an aggressive team last weekend. And when you're not an aggressive team against a team with that kind of skill, you're chasing it around. And credit to them for obviously doing what they did to us. And you know, but we have to play on our toes. Like, we're just not a team that can try to pick and choose our spots about when we're going hard. We have to play much more aggressive.
I noticed a couple of points in the game. I don't know whether this was as a result of special teams and like, but you had last year's top line back together. There were times when Ben and Lyndon and Donovan were on the ice at once. Was that to get spark, or was it just because you were jumbling?
That they didn't play together. Like, you know, it might have happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Just because we had guys like on Friday night, Thomas Friel got, you know, 5-minute major and kicked out early on in the game, so we were down a player. And Saturday, you know, there were some guys that were having a rough go that we didn't use that much. So, you know, we were just trying to find some sparks as the weekend went along.
As you look forward to Providence, you're going to be home. Makes a difference. The kids are back in school. I'm sure we'll have a really good crowd on both nights. How much and I've asked this of coaches in the past, how much is home ice advantage in hockey? I mean, I think there are sports, particularly football, where I think it makes a big difference, but mm-hmm. I wonder how much difference it makes in hockey.
I don't know. I think every school would probably have a different answer to that. I think here, obviously, with, the Alphon, there's definitely something to be said to play about playing here. As your program matures, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal as it is. The difficult thing in right now that, like, a lot of our players are going to these places for the first time.
Yeah.
So, you go into a BU or wherever you're going for the first time with 16 new players. There's no memory from what that used to be like. And, we had at my previous school, I played in a big sheet at UMass, and like we had a huge, there were years we only lost one game or two games at home all year because teams aren't used to going in there and playing. Like UNH used to have that. I think in college hockey, there might be more of a home ice familiarity benefit than there is in, like, the NHL is a standard size rink no matter what. Right. Everything's uniform standard. In college hockey, it's like every rink has got different dimensions, a different feel, so.
Sometimes benches are across from one another, so exactly. There's no long change.
So there's those things all play, and I don't think they should, but they, hopefully next year when most of our guys have played at these rinks, they go in and it's not, okay, it takes me 10 minutes to get, you try to go down and practice and you get familiar with it, but not that that mattered against BU, to be honest, but there is definitely something to, in college hockey, familiarity plays a role in what you're doing sometimes.
We're in the meat of the season. I think you're further ahead than some people thought in the battle, and I'm sure you're not as far ahead as you'd like to be. As you look at a team that has 16 new players, are you getting to be pretty satisfied with the guys you have and what you've got coming in?
I don't think we're sad. Like, you have weekends where you feel good about yourself, and then you have weekends like last weekend where, you're like, oh man, are we... and so you do have to take a long-term view on it, and sometimes that's hard to do. It's hard to do for me. I do think we've made some positive steps. We have a long ways to go this year. We've played a lot of really good teams, and which is a great opportunity for us to take more steps, and that's coaching, trying to figure out how to keep the ship moving in the right direction all the time, and I don't know. Sometimes my personality is not always like, I never feel like we've ever done enough. And, last weekend was humbling. Sometimes it's your own mental, you're battling your own demons a little bit as a coach or a team, as a player or whatever it might be. Until we can go play at Providence or play at BU and feel like we should win every night, the job is never done, and I we're definitely not there yet. Did we think we'd get there this year? I don't know, but we owe it to the players to make sure that we push them to that level every day, whether we get there or not Friday night or 2 weeks from now, time will tell, but it's a cop-out to not strive for that.